Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your single people, God. We lift up that single man right now in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that in his time of waiting, God, that this will be a season, God, for him to get back to you, God. We pray, God, that his prayer life will be renewed, God. We pray, God, that his spirit will be restored, God. We pray that he get not weary in well-doing, God, that he will reap in due season, God, if he faint not, God. We pray, God, that in the day of adversity, God, he won't faint, God, because his strength is strong, God. We pray, God, that you will renew him like never before, God, for the joy of the Lord is his strength, God. And we pray, God, that as he wait on his wife, God, we pray, God, that he'll be serving you, God, while he waiting, God. I come against fornication right now. I come against the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, God. I come against distraction, God. I come against strange women, God. I come against a Jezebelic spirit in the name of Jesus, God. I come against conscientious women, God. I pray that he would not get caught up in what he see, God. But I pray, God, that he would be caught up in the spirit of God. I pray, God, that he would spiritually discern, God, his wife, God. I pray that he would know, God, when she comes into his life, God. I pray, God, that he would not be ignorant to the devices of Satan, God, but he would be able to recognize, God, that the enemy does not have advantage over him, God. I pray that he would be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, God. I pray, God, that he would cast his cares upon you, God, for you careth for him, God. I pray that he look to the hills which cometh his help, for his help coming from you, God. I pray that he cleanse his ways, God. You said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For you created him a little lower than Elohim, God. And what is man that you will take account of his ways, God? So we pray, God, that you will take acknowledge of this single man, God, as he's diligent in prayer, God, and fasting, God. We pray, God, that you will give him courage, God. We pray, God, that past relationships will not have dominion over him, God. We pray, God, that you would just continuously, God, allow him to be a skilled warrior, God, that he would be like the sons of Issachar, discerning the knowing the times that he's in, God. We pray that he would be like Abishai, God, that he would quench every giant, God, that's trying to rise up in his life, God. We come against the giant of doubt, God. We come against the giant of fear, God. We come against frustration, God. We come against weariness, God. We come against variances, God. We come against everything that the enemy is using to distract him from his purpose and his destiny on today. Now, Father, I lift up that single woman, God, that's in waiting, God, that's in hiding, God, that's waiting on Boaz to see her gleaning in the field, God. I pray, God, that she will be disciplined in this season of her life, God. I pray that she will wait on you, God. I pray that she will pull on the horns of the altar, God. I pray that she will be a virtuous woman, God. I pray, God, that fornication, God, will have no dominion over her, God. I pray, God, that she will not be desperate, God. I pray, God, that she would just continuously, God, do a great work, God, like never before, God. I come against every Sambala, God. I come against every Tobiah, God. I come against every spirit, God, that would try to rise up against her, God. But she would be like Nehemiah, God, sitting on the wall and doing a great work, God. I pray, God, that on today, God, that the giftings will be stirred on the inside of her, God. Because every good and perfect gift comes from above and come down from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither the shadow of turning, God. Turn situations around, God. Turn her captivity, God. Turn her around like never before, God. You said those that sow in tears shall reap in joy, God. Go forth bearing his precious seed shall doubtlessly return with rejoicing, God. You said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, God. I pray that she get not weary in well-doing, God, that she'll reap in due season if she faint not, God. You said the single people, God, have the cares of the Lord, how they may please you, God. It's the single people that carry the church to another dimension, God. So I pray, God, that the single people, God, will take their position, God. I pray that they will stand on the wall, God. I pray, God, that they will cast down their imaginations, God. They will pull down strongholds, God. They will pull down situations and circumstances, God, that will rise up against their purpose and their destiny, God. I pray, God, that they will have an eagle eye, God, to see like never before, God. I pray that the spirit of Elijah will rest upon them, God, for Elijah requested an open heaven, God, and called fire down from heaven to consume up all of his enemies, God. Oh, God, so I pray that on today, God, that the single people, God, will ignite your fire, God, will ignite your presence, God. I thank you, God, for the exousion high, God, just as the same anointing, God, rests upon Moses, God. When he got into your presence, God, the bush was burning, but it wasn't consumed, God. But the next time Moses got into your presence, God, the entire mountain was on fire, God. So I pray that you light the single people up like never before, God. Though you slay them, yet shall they trust you. situation, God, for they're waiting on their appointed time that their change may come, God. So I pray, God, that they would not burn, God. I pray, God, that their emotions will not overwhelm them, God. I pray that they would not walk in the flesh, God, but they will walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, God. I come against carnality, God, for the carnal mind is enmity against God, but I pray that they will be spiritually minded, God, which is life and peace, God. I pray, God, that they will continuously walk circumspectly before you, God, because you said that the steps of a good man are ordered by you, for you delighteth in their way, God. Though they fall, they should not utterly be cast down, God, because you uphold them, God, in your mighty hand, God. So we just thank you, God, for what you're doing in the single lives of your people, God, like never before, God. We pray, God, that they will not have, God, desires, God, of the world, God. For you told them to love not the world, neither the things which are in the world, God. You told them to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of their minds, God. You told them to present their bodies living sacrifices unto you, holy and acceptable, which is their reasonable service, God. So I pray, God, that on today, God, that they will walk in your presence, God, like never before, God. So I lift it up to you, God, because I know that you're able to do exceedingly, God, abundantly above all that I may ask of things, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us, God. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, God. And we have the greater one residing on the inside of us, God. So we thank you for Jesus on today, God. I plead the blood right now over your single people right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree it, God. And it is so by the blood of Jesus. Amen.